This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's supposed to be scary. I'm supposed to think I can't go in the water again. Hashtag, I absolutely feel safe to go in the water. It's goofy jackass stuff, and that's what it is. I'm serious. That's what they call it. They have a segment called that. Dangerous jackass stunt for Shark Week. Ends with a bloody shark bite. Well, I don't know. Maybe I missed that one. But everything else was silly, 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 silly. And in between, a few interesting tidbits about dangerous tiger sharks and what happened several years ago in Hawaii and what could have led to the disaster that was several attacks. Tiffany Haddish, or Haddish, I think she says Haddish, Tiffany Haddish, she was the best thing. She was diving with lemon sharks. She's funny as all get out. And in this particular piece of Shark Week, she was very good. She went down, they showed her how to take pictures. She did that, and she was in the water with those dangerous tiger sharks, and they took her through the various levels, and that was probably the best thing I've seen. Otherwise, it's a lot of silly nonsense. So, I don't know. Am I getting old? Has Shark Week lost its luster for me? Oh, so disappointing. I mean, to give it another try because there's still several days left. But I saw this. What was your favorite moment from Shark Week? And people are saying hashtag Josh Gates. No offense to Josh Gates. Josh, you got to up your game. You're not that funny. All right. Some of you have no idea what I'm talking about. Some of you do. You can email me. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Welcome to the show, everybody. And by the way, if you have children and you qualify, you might have an early Christmas present in July. It's that child tax credit expansion. Seriously. So it's been extended. And as part of that American Rescue Plan that was signed into law in March, past its December expiration, the goal was that you would get more money. It's the initial plan was to extend the credit for 4 years to, you know, as kind of a means for making it permanent. So the IRS is distributing tax credit payments starting on Thursday with monthly payments scheduled for the rest of the year. So what does it mean? Around $15 billion will be actually sent out to about 39 million families, 65 million children. That's data from the IRS. That's what they estimate anyway. Eligible families for this tax credit for 2021, 1,000 to the existing 2,000 child tax credit for each child 6 through 17, or 1,600 for each child 5 and younger. And then, you go from there with single parents who meet the requirements and whatnot. So there's going to be some people that are going to get some money overnight. I've been talking about this surge in COVID cases, the Delta variant, particularly in Missouri. And this Delta variant accounts for 58% of U.S. infections. Missouri is requesting field hospital you know, they want more beds. In other words, they want it to be set up because they're concerned about what's happening. So 47 states have reported more new COVID-19 cases last week than the week before, and deaths rose in 30 states compared to a week earlier. Hospital admissions are expected to increase over the next 4 weeks. So this isn't good. I don't like hearing this. I like seeing the smiles and people hugging and going to restaurants. This isn't what we want to see. We don't want to see the Delta variant get the best of us as we head through the rest of the summer into a school year through the fall and the tail end of 2020. But there's different announcements about how this is coming back. You know, what's interesting, Connecticut lawmakers voted this week to extend Democratic Governor Ned Lamont's emergency declarations that were first issued during the early days of the pandemic. Although there was some pushback and there was arguments from Republicans and some Democrats who said, let's just get back to normal. Let's not, why are we doing this, right? Johnson & Johnson says its one-dose shot protects against the Delta variant and produces an immune response that lasts 8 months and counting. The company announced the preprint study results earlier this month, published the interim study results in the New England Journal of Medicine, which is the book of record, the holy grail, if you will, when it comes to medicine. The Washington Monument reopened to the public this week after being closed for 6 months due to COVID-19 safety measures. So this is what I'm saying. It's the yin and yang of this. Los Angeles County, 5 straight days of more than 1,000 new cases. Daily coronavirus cases off our shores in England rose above 40,000 for the first time in nearly 6 months. Yeah. And you have some athletes announcing they're not going to compete. We had several in the United States. I've already talked about them. But Britain's Joanna Konta announced that she won't compete at the Tokyo Olympics after testing positive for COVID-19. So those tests are also holding some athletes back from what's going to happen in Tokyo. But I think that as we watch what's happening with the Delta variant and we watch what's going on with the Tokyo Olympics opening in just over a week, they've had their highest number of new COVID-19 cases in almost 6 months. The surging numbers out on the same day that the International Olympic Committee president, Thomas Bach, paid a courtesy call in Tokyo on the Japanese prime minister. And they've pledged that the Tokyo Games are going to be safe and secure despite the national government-imposed state of emergency. It's just, there's a yin and yang, right? Oh, state of emergency, that little thing. Don't worry about it because we're going to be in all these different facilities with athletes competing from all over the world coming in, flooding in to Tokyo. But I'm sure it will probably, it'll probably be okay, right? We should be okay with that. We're, you know, ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. All right, we've barely scratched the surface. Coming up, what you had to say, including Mac had some thoughts on Shark Week. I think he's disappointed too. We're going there next.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Nothing says back to school like shopping for new book bags, laptops, outfits, and classroom essentials. Amazon makes shopping convenient for students, parents, and educators gearing up to head back to class. Customers can spend less and smile more when they shop Amazon's back-to-school and off-to-college storefronts this year, offering the widest selection, low prices, and free shipping on millions of items. Whether students are heading off to their first day of preschool or final semester of college, Amazon serves as a one-stop shop with everything customers need to get ready for school, including the latest fall fashions, dorm room decor, must-have supplies, and more. Plus, college students can sign up for a 6-month trial of Prime Student for access to the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon, plus exclusive offers just for college students. Get your school list ready and start shopping today at Amazon.com/back to school and Amazon.com/off to college.
Talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
What's digging the mailbag? What's digging the mailbag?
What's digging the mailbag?
All right, I already teed up Mac. He feels like me. He's listening to us on 990 AM in New Orleans, and he says, Kate, you need to get down here and partake in what's happening in the Big Easy. It has been really fun the past couple of weeks. I was geared up for Shark Week. I think you're a fan of Shark Week, and I have to tell you, it just seems more ridiculous. I've been watching this Discovery Channel offerings of late, and they're nothing like they were years ago. I don't get it. I don't know if it's just that we have to be funny about everything or try to be humorous, and I think the word is try, that, yeah, I can relate to lots of different comedians, but I don't think that what's being offered up is really all that funny. Bring back the scary. I'd rather see that than the attempts at weak shark humor. Yes, 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 and yes, I'm coming back to the Big Easy on my list. I just wrote it in big letters again. Going to New Orleans, trying to figure it out. I've been disappointed by Shark Week. I am a huge fan. I do watch Shark Week, and even tonight I was doing something before I went on the air, and I said to the hubs, hey, Shark Week, what's going on in Shark Week? He said, oh, you don't, nah. It's nonsense. It's crazy. And we both have wicked senses of humor. We get it, right? But they're churning and chumming up some campy stuff that is not funny. And I think this goes back to maybe 8 years ago or so when the Discovery Channel and Shark Week decided, okay, you know, we're showing these great white sharks near Guadalupe Island off the coast of Mexico. That's like serious great white territory. We're talking about shark attacks. We're talking about people who narrowly escape and all of that. We're showing you the aerial shots of what happens with the sharks jumping out of the water. We're giving you the bite marks, you know, all these things. But we have to get the younger people interested, so we have to shtick it up a little bit. So they had the Sharknado deal, right? They thought, well, that would be funny. Throw in the Sharknado and get some, you know, get some more the younger crew to get interested in that. And I don't know. I think when they decided to do that, and they were going for the laughs, but they were the weak laughs, it just wasn't as funny as the clever humor. And maybe that's what it is, right? But listen, the whole thing of Discovery doing Shark Week is about working with conservation partners, trying to make sure they portray sharks so that we see them differently and highlight the whole message, I believe, of protecting marine life. That's really what it's about. It's not about scaring you. Oh, we hate sharks. We want to, you know, we don't want to be attacked. We, you know, we need to get rid of every tiger shark that's in the waters in any place where we swim. Of course not. That's not what the goal is. But I agree. I mean, it's goofy. I'm still going to give it a chance for a couple more episodes. You know, they have a few things that they throw out there. We'll see if any of the offerings are decent or not. I'll let you know. This one is from Charles, who says, Kate, what in the you-know-what is going on with people who are flying? I'm taking my family to the Mouse House in Orlando because my youngest hasn't been, and we promise after everything lifted that we would go. But jumping on a plane does not excite me to fly from the Midwest all the way down to Florida with some of what we've been seeing on these planes. Have people just lost their ever-loving minds? Is it that they've been quarantined, so to speak, too long in the house for too long of a time in the bunker? What is it? Well, if I could answer that question, I think some of what you said is part of it, that there hasn't, people haven't been out. People, it's like travel hell. And people have lost their minds. So they have no patience. They have to mask up. They don't like it. They sometimes are sitting around for a long time in an airport. So already they're antsy and it's not smooth. It's not, you know, always smooth sailing, getting through TSA, jostling around with your bags. That was one thing in the past. Now with the masks and everything else, I think that just adds to the stress and the anxiety. That's what it is. The anxiety levels have gone through the roof. And once again, you have somebody else. Every day, this is like an everyday occurrence. You know, who is in the doghouse today? A California man is looking at a federal charge because of a disturbance on a flight from L.A. to Miami last week. 27-year-old Anthony Trujillo. What were you thinking, Anthony? He makes his first appearance, he made his first appearance, actually, the other day in federal court. He was charged with interfering with flight crew members and attendants. If he's convicted, up to 20 years in prison. Likelihood of that, probably not 20 years in prison. But he got worse and worse and worse. He first got excited and claimed he smelled a gas leak, then accused a fellow passenger of storing bomb parts in her socks, then accused a flight attendant of carrying explosive components in his bag, and tried to wrestle the bag away from him. So two air marshals, because they're on a lot of flights, were there, and they tried to calm him down, but he ran down the aisle toward the front of the plane. He had to be restrained. I mean, like, this is... Now planes have to carry how much duct tape so that they can have passengers glued to the seats? I mean, wow. It is very, very sad. Yeah, very sad. All right, here's another one. from May, who says, Kate, I'm listening to you in one of your favorite states, Florida. You have a lot of fans here in Tampa, and I think you have fam in this area, and I know you were down here. And I don't know if you know this or not, if you've talked to your sister-in-law, but there has been a large bloom of that red tie nonsense, which is so toxic, and there's been a massive fish kill in Tampa Bay. So lots of dead fish, marine life being scooped up all on that beautiful St. Petersburg shoreline that you were talking about when you were down there at the Vinoy. You should be glad that you went in April, I think it was, and not now, because it doesn't look good and the prognosis is not good. It's tough to get rid of this red tide bloom. Yeah, they don't, you know, it's weird. They don't have, and I didn't hear it from her, by the way, from somebody else, but they didn't have an emergency declaration. Supposedly that's going to happen. Governor DeSantis is going to declare that. It's all about just cleaning it up, right? This is weird because when you clean up that red tide, I remember a few years ago I was speaking in Fort Myers and they were having problems with it. The odor sticks to you. Then it's so awful when you're walking down the beach, you just see dead animals. I mean, all kinds of dead animals, big ones. And red tide is this, if you don't know what it is this weird phenomenon that's been observed mostly the Gulf of Mexico since way back when. I mean, I think they take it all the way back to Spanish explorers, but you can look that up. But what it does is the concentrations are 10 to 17 times above sometimes what is considered a high level, and then it's really potent. And they're still trying, scientists are still trying to pinpoint what is the reason for the massive red tide bloom. They're suspecting a leak. And the leak is the contaminated the water from a fertilizer plant along the bay, is the belief, right? But awful. And awful for anybody who's there because, I mean, this is a place where you would normally swim. You would go and you would swim. You'd be off the beach in St. Petersburg. But you can't be doing that if you've got the red tide. You're in a pool. If you're visiting, hopefully you're at a hotel or someplace where they've got a pool because you're not going to jump in the water with that. And it affects everything. And tourism now, just cranking up, that's certainly not what they want to see. All right, remember, you can flip me your thoughts about more than Shark Week or Red Tide or anything else, but whatever else you want to talk about. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Meet you on the flip side.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Cuban exiles returned to the streets of Miami's Little Havana for the fourth straight day on Wednesday, calling on the U.S. government to support a recent protest movement in Cuba. The Cuban government has restricted internet and cell phone networks in the country, but some videos of violent suppression have emerged. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says he's called on the Biden administration to bring the international community together to bring pressure on the Cuban regime and stop violent retaliation against protesters.
Discuss these abuses, pressure or shame the international community into condemning and isolating that regime, and pressure them to be prepared to take action to prevent a massacre, a bloodbath, not halfway around the world, not in the Middle East, not in another continent, right here, 90 miles from our shores. A horrific bloodbath is what awaits if action is not taken and something like that does not happen.
This is USA Radio News. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell testified before the House Financial Services Committee on Wednesday, saying that increases in inflation and the Consumer Price Index should only be temporary while the economy recovers from the pandemic.
Inflation has increased notably and will likely remain elevated in coming months before moderating. Inflation is being temporarily boosted by base effects as the sharp pandemic-related price increases from last spring drop out of the 12-month calculation. In addition, strong demand in sectors where production bottlenecks or other supply constraints have limited production has led to especially rapid price increases for some goods and services, which should partially reverse as the effects of the bottlenecks unwind. Prices for services that were hard hit by the pandemic have also jumped in recent months as demand for these services has surged with the reopening of the economy.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
The hiccups where they just won't stop, you know, and you hold your breath and someone says, boo, let me scare you. And always the scaring is weak, right? But you kind of just, you just try to ignore it. That's what you try to do. I think most of us, that's what they try to do. But not so for the president of Brazil. Check this out. President Bolsonaro, who's 66, may need emergency surgery after suffering these persistent hiccups for 10 days. He was transferred to a hospital in Sao Paulo to undergo tests for an obstructed intestine, and that's what it looks like they're going to do. He did tweet out he'd be back, God willing, soon. There have been other concerns about the far-right leader's health in the past, but nothing with these hiccups. I mean, hiccup, constantly in the middle of speeches, in talking to people, in, you know, all kinds of various forums where he was. And so you think, well, is that a sign? Is that something normal that you would say, well, it's got to be something with your intestine? I mean, if you have it for 10 days, and at one time there was even a clip I saw of where he hiccuped 14 times within the first minute. So apparently, you know, you hold your breath, you get spooked, you sip ice cold water, but none of that could shake these hiccups. And I guess the theory is that he had dental implant surgery, and there might be a possible link between the post-implant medication and his ongoing hiccups. He's, again, in the hospital. They're observing him. That's where they think they're going to go in and, you know, work with the intestine because that's what it is. But it's very rare, apparently, for that to happen because hiccups are usually caused by physical, emotional changes, disruptions, stress, sore throats, cold drinks, eating too fast, for example. Did you ever just wolf down a burger? Or for your vegetarians, a veggie burger or a turkey burger, I don't know, and just wolfed it down. And then sometimes that happens with the hiccups. But for anybody else out there, if you have prolonged hiccups, it can be serious. Doctors recommend seeking medical attention if they persist longer than 48 hours, especially if they disrupt sleep. Listen, if I hit the pillow and I'm hiccuping for an hour, I'm disrupting the hub's sleep. I'm in the emergency room after an hour. Are you kidding me? Whoa. So drop the mic on that sucker. Yeah. I mean, listen, just don't swallow too much air. Just don't eat too fast. You know, chew gum slowly, and you may be okay. Now, there was a weird case of Charles Osborne from Iowa, who hiccuped reportedly for 68 straight years. Oh, I just can't even imagine being with somebody who was hiccuping every single day, all day long. Can't imagine it. So, if you find yourself in that situation, you have something in common with the Brazilian president, and maybe you should go and seek medical help, because all the scaring that your friends can do and all the water you can drink and everything else in between just might not be enough. Boy, this leader has gone through some things. He was seriously wounded in this weird attack. He was stabbed in the intestines. Maybe that has something to do with it. When he was campaigning in 2018, he lost 40% of his blood. He had several operations since that stabbing. And, you know, the surgeon who operated on him had recommended he be transferred for tests and the surgery. But he's had a couple of other things happen as well. So there's concerns over his health. And now, you know, especially with, think of the virus in Brazil, 500,000 people, the second highest in the world after the U.S., passing away from that. And, you know, he even had COVID-19 about a year ago, but has recovered from it. Now he has to try to recover from, of all things, the hiccups as they try to figure that nonsense out. Wow. It is a mic drop. Who knew? The more you know, right? The more you know. All right, so moving on to a couple of other things that piqued my interest. I always say this show is about what's buzzing in your backyard and in mine. And one of the things that I think has been talked about a lot is infrastructure. And are there going to be jobs on infrastructure? I mean, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of help wanted signs, mostly in the hospitality industry. But when it comes to, you know, these great crew jobs that would be up for grabs when you're talking about infrastructure, what you have to do with roads and bridges, and there's a lot of security in that, it looks like there has been an agreement. So the Senate Democrats say they've reached a $3.5 trillion budget agreement, and that is one of the baby steps in unlocking the process that the Democrats are trying to use to pass some of Joe Biden, the president's priorities, with a simple majority of votes. But what's key to me is this bipartisan infrastructure bill that's being negotiated. And we keep hearing we're very close. We're very, very close. Very close. How many bridges have to crumble or something else fall before this gets done? Sooner rather than when we finally get around to it. I mean, it's not that they're not working on it. They can't seem to reconcile it. But maybe it's true that they are just a little bit closer. Right? A little bit closer. And I think one of the sticking points is who's getting taxed, how's this money coming about that they're talking about. And the initial thought is over $400,000, and you're going to get into a higher tax bracket, right? And that's not easy to push through, because people not paying higher taxes don't suddenly want to start paying higher taxes. But in crunching the numbers, you know, you keep hearing, and the numbers to me always seem flimsy, you know, at best. Well, here's the guesstimate of what it would be. And that's part of the problem. I mean, you got to know it on the nose. You can't just guess on it. You got to know it on the nose. And politically speaking, especially when you're looking at tax revenue, what is that tax revenue? What does that look like? I mean, even Senator Mitt Romney, who's getting booed all over the place when he goes to various Republican territory fundraisers or having a conversation somewhere. It hasn't happened. He hasn't been out there a lot, but the times he has been out there, raised a red flag earlier in the week, saying that the Congressional Budget Office, which, of course, gives lawmakers the price tag for legislation based on, ready for this, proposed spending and revenue, can't come up with some kind of a score or price tag with some of the ways negotiators propose to pay for the bill. That's what's really the deal. How is it being, what is it being paid with? How is it being paid? That's key. I mean, yeah, I think there has to be an infrastructure law that has to kick in. There has to be a bill that becomes a law that creates the jobs that is letting some of that money flow to areas where it needs to flow. But you have to have that language correct, because if it's not, somebody gets stuck with it. And maybe it's not the be-all, end-all, but it has to be a big part of it, right? You know, there's the idea of private investment in public work projects. So what they call the public-private partnerships. But how do you put a revenue price tag on that? Because that's pie in the sky. That's like saying, oh, I have a startup idea, and, you know, there's 10 VCs lining up to support me, but what if they don't do it? What if one does and no, all that other money doesn't come through? You have to nail that down, that private investment. And private investments do give leverage for public funding, and often it can lead to a pretty decent profit further down the road. So it's not a bad thing, but it's tough to know exactly the number, the exact number, and where it's going and where you're getting that revenue from. Because if you pie in the sky, it never seems to reconcile itself, right? It doesn't. It'd be like, it is like this. It's like when you go to get a house and you get a low interest rate, and then suddenly, oh, that's right, look what's happening in your neighborhood, and the taxes shoot up, and you didn't really plan for that, and they shoot up abnormally, and you see that interest rate you thought that was so great that you locked in. Yeah, it's there, but look at what's happening to your mortgage. Look at how and why it's shooting up. Because you say, well, I didn't really expect that, right? Kind of our guesstimate was, and so it worked for the first year or two. And that's the thing here. So if it's going to be a plan that's unfurled for a couple years, that has to be cemented in place. And, yeah, it might be a little off, but it has to be a lot closer than just a giant question mark, for goodness sake. It's the law. We're talking about it next. Hi, I'm Kate Delaney. We have Ashley Cantana with us. She's the public policy manager at Facebook. She's going to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. I know that a program started a couple of months ago. Tell us more about that, Ash.
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
What about mobile vaccines?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, where can we find out more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.
Thanks, Ashley, for sharing the information on COVID-19 vaccinations.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I'm calling a guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm falling. You're toxic. I'm slipping under. But she does not want her father to have anything to do with conservatorship. In fact, she's going to be allowed to hire her own attorney to represent her in her ongoing conservatorship battle after her request to do so was approved in a hearing that just happened on Wednesday. The singer spoke in court. At times she was actually sobbing and shaking, called for her father to be charged with abuse, with conservatorship abuse. The battle over her $60 million estate has been going on since August when her attorney filed to remove her father as a conservator. And this is something a lot of people are talking about. And are they talking about it because we're just so fascinated by a pop singer and what's happened here? It's it is about the legal wranglings of this. And I think it's fascinating to watch what's come out of this, because a conservatorship is an arrangement, a legal arrangement, that gives a court-appointed individual, known as the conservator, the power to handle the financial or personal affairs of another adult who's been deemed incapacitated. So imagine being deemed incapacitated, and now somebody else has access to the purse strings. So there's been a lot of interest in conservatorships since the release of the New York Times documentary Framing Britney Spears, which explores her career and her court-ordered conservatorship that's been in place since 2008. So hers is the most high-profile one, but there are a lot of them that are in existence. About 1.3 million adults in the U.S. are under these kinds of restrictive arrangements. So you've got guardians and conservators controlling at least $50 billion in assets. Those numbers are from the U.S. Department of Justice. Yeah. And, you know, there are times when I'm sure it makes sense, when I'm sure it makes sense. And maybe at the time when she was going through something horrible and was irresponsible or whatever, but I think... Hopefully she's got a great lawyer and they can lift this. I mean, even her younger sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, says she's proud of her older sister for speaking out against the 13-year conservatorship thing, saying if ending this and flying to Mars or wherever the hell else she wants to do makes her happy, I support her 100%. She said, because I support my sister, I love my sister, always have, always will. And I agree with that. It's her money. So if she wants to blow it on Slurpees at 7-Eleven for the rest of her life and a ticket to Mars, so be it. It is her money. It's one thing when she was super young. It's another thing 13 years later. You know, she did, if we wind the clock back just a couple of weeks ago, she virtually addressed the court and talked about in a 20-minute speech the abuse and criticized her family and others involved in managing her day-to-day and medical, her affairs and medical care. And there were a lot of celebrities that were out there hashtagging and supporting her for sure as they watched how this is unfolded. And she consulted, Britney Spears did, with Matthew Rosengart, who's a former federal prosecutor, about representing her in this battle. And he's a huge name in the entertainment business, a huge entertainment litigator who's represented Steven Spielberg, Sean Penn in the past. So she'd be great to be completely hooked on with him and his office. But there's a hashtag that's floating around out there that's gone more than viral, Free Britney Movement. And that whole Free Britney Movement hashtag advocates for her freedom from that 13-year-old stranglehold her father has had on her. And I'd say on his side of it, boy, he'd have to really have his ducks in order, especially going up against this attorney, if it's going to be this attorney. Not that he can't afford someone equally as clever and conniving, perhaps, but we'll see where this floats. And this will be something to watch for future big cases, because there are, what did I say, 1.3 million people that fall into this category, right? How about this story? Speaking of Law and Order, feds arrested 5 members from Texas, family members, in this new Capitol riot case. 5 family members. Wow. You know, people are turning in relatives. That's what's happening. People are looking at pictures. Oh, yeah, that's my cousin. That's my third cousin removed, whatever it is. So it's the Munns. The Munns are among a handful of defendants to have been charged alongside immediate family members. But this is the largest family so far. Dozens of other alleged rioters have been turned into authorities by family members and close connections who saw them on TV, social media posts, or they were talking about the riot in person. So this is what happened. They have this, like, nuclear family. And apparently they drove from Borger, Texas, to Washington. And there were Facebook posts and the family posing in camouflage clothing in Washington, D.C., here we come, and hashtag stop the steal, hashtag Trump is my president. And, you know, they're going to have to answer for that. So they're the biggest family. But and there was actually one who was a minor who also went to the Capitol, but they're not being charged with anything. They're not charged and they're not identified or named or any of that. But the rest of them are, because they got inside the building. You know, they had gone inside the building and there were social media messages of that. There was a video on Facebook that was filmed from inside the Capitol looking through a window at the police. There was a message, you know, hashtagging what was happening there. So once you go down, once you have those kind of things out there and they can nail you with that, that's when it gets tricky. And it's going to be tricky for the Munns. They're each charged with four federal crimes, including disorderly conduct inside the Capitol. None have entered a plea yet at this point. And then there's the former Oklahoma City. For all the people listening to this in Oklahoma City, the former Oklahoma City Thunder employee who was turned in by coworkers who pled guilty in the U.S. Capitol riot. Danielle Doyle pleaded guilty to illegally demonstrating inside the Capitol on January 6, agreed to pay $500 in restitution for damage done to the building during the riot. Prosecutors have cut similar deals for other defendants that face similar allegations to Doyle's, who wasn't violent or destructive inside the building. But imagine that. Your coworkers turn you in. And then there you go. You plead guilty to a misdemeanor charge for what happened at the Capitol. And she was part of a CNN video of the riot, and that's how people saw her. And she apparently worked for the team from 2010 to 2020 in ticket sales. And she had resigned in December of 2020 to take a position elsewhere. On that note, we're going to skedaddle and remind you, as I have throughout this first hour, you can always send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Thanks for listening. Make it count, everybody. Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.